Today we'll be Ezra Shemilun Dav Chaf Vav of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we learn about include, first, continuing in the Machlekes we learned at the end of the previous daf about getting Hana from something that is Asir B'Hana in a situation of Loi Efshir B'Komachavin, it's unavoidable but intended, Abaye and Rava each explain the basis for their respective opinions. Before finishing the discussion of the Machlekes Abaye and Rava, the Gemara has a parenthetical discussion of the Isra Me'ila and whether it is violated when somebody benefits from the aroma of Hekdesh. The daf concludes by beginning a discussion of using Isuri Hana as fuel for a fire and how this affects both the oven that heats up and the food that it bakes. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about in today's daf include Koil Mara Verech Ein Behem Ishtu Me'ila. Even though one may not benefit from Hekdesh, enjoying the sounds, sights, and smells of Hekdesh does not constitute a violation of Me'ila. Mefatim Ketores. There is an Issur Karis to make an exact replica of the Keteris that they would burn in the Beis HaMikdash to benefit from its aroma. Trumas HaDeshen. Every morning, a Kohen would take a shovel full of ashes from on top of the Mizbeach and would put it on the floor next to the Mizbeach, where it would eventually become absorbed in the ground. Zevezeh Goyim is when a product is made from a combination of items, one of which is Mutter and the other of which is Asur.